Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Hong Kong hamsters, this is how bad everything is. Listen to this. Oh, I am going to go back to the squirrel inequity. You know it's bad. This is how horrible China is. They're ordering people in Hong Kong. They're killing 2,000 animals after they discover that hamsters can get the Rona. Yeah. Authorities said that they're going to kill 2,000 small animals, including hamsters, after several tested positive for coronavirus at a pet store. They're going to stop the sale of hamsters and small mammals. Oh, and apparently they have the Delta variant. Hong Kong authorities said they're not ruling out transmission between animals and humans. They said that all pet owners should observe good personal hygiene. Don't kiss your pets. Jeez. What about not eating bats? Can we not eat bats? Then maybe start with that. And they said that all the pet stores in Hong Kong have to stop selling hamsters and chinchillas. They're going to be killed in a humane manner. I love, we're going to do something inhumane to them humanely. Oh, boy. By the way, speaking of the animal thing, I'm not going to get past this anymore. I need you to listen. This is audio soundbite 14. This is how crazy people are. In Australia, this is an Australian news report. This is serious journalism. And they interviewed a woman who's terrified about her bulldog getting the Rona. Listen.
The possibility of Samantha Shapiro's rescue dog getting severely sick from COVID is her worst nightmare.
Because she is much older, absolutely. I think she is a lot more susceptible to it.
To ease the fear, she wants her staffy vaccinated.
I would feel like so helpless and so defenseless knowing that possibly there was something that possibly could have saved her.
Would you vaccinate your pet?
Absolutely, why not?
I absolutely would.
Sorry, Staffordshire Bull Terrier. This sounds like, are you guys familiar with Kath and Kim? They tried doing it here in the United States and it was not good. Partly because the Australian accents are so, sometimes I don't know what they're saying. But Kath, it sounds like an episode of Kath and Kim. Kath is the mom and Kim's the daughter. And she wears crop tops when she shouldn't. You know how when you would bake like a little souffle and a little small ramekin and it just kind of puffs out over the top just a little bit? Same thing. So it does sound like an episode of Kath and Kim. Kim, I'm so worried about our dog. Are you going to get him vaccinated, Mom? She's going to get her dog vaccinated. Well, you must not have a lot of stuff to worry about in life if you're worried about getting your dog back. I say this as an extreme germaphobe. That's why I didn't have to rush out and go get PPE like everybody else because I already had this stuff. I'm still, like, I could go 50 years. You guys think I'm joking. I'm not. It's a sickness. But I am more averse to government control. So now I'm like, I don't want to wash my hands. I don't want to do anything. I want to be as nasty as people apparently were. Oh my gosh. This is how crazy it is getting. So now they're killing all these animals in Hong Kong. Why not just vaccinate the hamsters, Kane?
It'd be tough to figure out the dose.
Vaccinate the hamsters. Vaccinate the hamsters. Like the Where's that, that at?
The size of that dose would have to be tiny.
I want to go and start a Vaccinate the Hamsters campaign to save the hamsters and small animals, small mammals in Hong Kong, right? Chinchillas? The hell? Hang on. What does it even look like? Chinchilla.
Oh, chinchillas? Yeah. They're cute.
It's a rat.
Yeah, but
it's cute. It's like a rabbit with shorter ears, but it's a rat. Can I just say something? Sidebar. What is up with this thing to call different kinds of rats like cutie little animals and pretend they're pets? Like a hedgehog, for instance. It's a rat. It's a rat. Just like scallops. You go to a nice seafood restaurant, you get you some scallops. You're eating bug meat. Enjoy. Right? It's a bug. It's a sea bug. Same with shrimp, lobster. Lobster's like a sea roach. Tasty. Sea roaches. Same thing with this, right? Isn't a chinchilla? It's just a big rat. It just looks cuter than regular rats because it's more rabbit looking. But it's a rat. It's a rodent, right? Why are we... This is not cutie little... Stop making rats pets. I don't care how... They're still rats. What is... Have you noticed this? And a hedgehog is like a rat pretending to be a porcupine.
So wait, are you for vaccinating hamsters
yes,
or not?
Let's vaccinate
okay,
all
I'm
of
just,
them.
I'm getting
I
confused.
Would rather inject them. And they can all deal with the myocarditis and pericarditis later. But I'd rather inject them than kill them all. What? What's true? For real. They said that anybody who bought a hamster after December 22nd should surrender it to the authorities.
What?
Out of my cold, dead hands. Right. We need a don't tread on me, but a little hamster saying it, right? For Hong Kong. What in the world? They have a thing with kill. Did you? I will never forget this video. I didn't talk about the headline because it was right around Louis. And I am very John Wick about. John Wick was a movie about dogs. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. It was a movie about dog ownership and dog lovers. That's what John Wick was. All of the John Wicks were about that. Everything else was just, you know, an accessory. And I was reading this piece last night about how French bulldogs are, people are stealing French bulldogs. And I'm like, I would drop a sucker in like a split second. One day one of these fools are going to run up on somebody who's like John Wick. And then everyone you love is going to be burning in a fire of regret. That's what's going to happen. So I was thinking about this, like in China, there was a story. They were going to these different high rises and taking people and like forcibly, that's not a volunteer position, taking people and putting them into quote unquote quarantine. And this one woman had a little corgi. Oh, yeah, it's going to get bad. And she had this little corgi and she had a video like a security camera in her apartment to watch her pup. Right. Her pup had water and food. And she was, you know, just that's where the corgi was hanging out while its owner was, you know, in quarantine. And the authorities were doing checks on all of, like, barging into people's apartments and checking their apartment, I guess, to make sure everything was, they were all obedient. And they found this corgi and they hit it on camera. They hit it with a blunt object and the corgi whimpered and ran into another room and they went in there and you could hear it being killed. They killed it. China loves killing everybody's animals in the name of COVID. So now they're doing this in Hong Kong. Even if it's a rat, I want to almost want a hamster now in defiance of this. I just want to like have my hamster and then crochet little outfits for it and just like be like, come and get my hamster. You'll meet a hail of bullets. Come and get it. I'm getting John Wick about this, right?
Jeez.
Can you imagine? John Wick, it was absolutely a dog movie. There you go. The Caltech's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Caltech launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Caltech continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Caltech believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Caltech firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Caltech's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Caltech firearms by visiting KeltechWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KeltechWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Caltech. Caltech, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
I have some bad news for you. NBC reports that Daniel Radcliffe is set to star as Weird Al Yankovic in the movie made by Roku. It's co-written by Weird Al himself. The production begins in Los Angeles in February, and it literally stars Daniel Radcliffe. Uh-huh. Well, something else ruined. Okay, yes, not that. Moving on. Completely depressed now. You can have your own private island if you want to be 30 minutes from New York City, which no one does, and you want to spend $5 million and probably be taxed at New York City rates. But hey, that's the way it is. It's in the new Rochelle community, known as Premium Point. That sounds like a horrible name for a community. It is a Mediterranean-style waterfront estate on Oak Island, spanning a colossal 7,800 square feet on nearly three-quarters of an acre of property. Modeled after an Italian villa, it has, it has 24/7 security. Does that come with it? But you still have to live in New York. You can't have any guns, and you can. There's a 50-foot-long concrete bridge that connects it to the regular, I guess, the rest of the land. And you're still, to me, it's still too close to New York. It's in New York. It's like by it. So, no. Let's see here. Ooh. This couple of things. Joss Whedon. I never knew that he was always like this. So, you know that he's been accused of some bad behavior by cast members. And he was, they were saying misconduct and that he was bullying people, and he was just like had completely unacceptable behavior on set towards folks. So he responded to Justice League's Gal Gadot and Ray Fisher. He sat down with New York Magazine and he did an interview, and he was asked about some of the things that Gadot had said, because she had said that he had threatened her career, apparently. And he goes, quote, "I don't threaten people. Who does that? English is not her first language, and I tend to be annoyingly flowery in my speech," end quote. Oh my gosh. Oh wow. This guy is a walking turd. Let's see here. Whew. Scientists film how the brain makes memories, which is really creepy, but it does open the door for some PTSD treatment. Interesting. It's a tailor-made microscope that helps scientists take the first snapshots of a living brain actually storing memories. They think that they could get from this some hope for some PTSD treatments, and they could even have some implications for Alzheimer's and other neurodegenerative diseases. And they filmed this process, this memory creating process, in young zebrafish. They map changes in their brains as they stored information. And they're apparently very similar to humans on a genetic and cellular level. If you were wondering, why did they use zebrafish? And they said their brains, quote, lit up like Times Square on New Year's Eve. That's kind of creepy. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I'm all for, you know, medical advances, but I don't. Filming brain. According to a new study in Obviousville, American politics are making American people feel American sick, says the study. No joke, because it's awful. No, the study says that the politics, and talking politics, it actually makes people sick. They said that it's harming a person's overall health. University of Nebraska surveyed and discovered that 4 in 10 people cite politics as a top stressor in their lives. They lose sleep, it fractures their relationships, and 1 in 20 say that even thinking or discussing it leaves them feeling suicidal. Oh my gosh! Everyone chill out! I'm watching video right now of the people. I don't know who the hell these people are. Who are the hunger strike people? I'm watching them in their coats. They started a hunger strike for quote unquote voting rights. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Nope. I'm watching this video. They're sitting on the steps of the Capitol. They're going on a hunger strike. Okay, that's great. It's below my line of concern right now, I have to say. Nobody cares. I heard from the panic ministry that we're supposed to be freaking out over 5G. I don't have time for your nationalization. By the way, Coach Saban, apparently, they're all like, oh, he signed the letter wanting to support the Senate's voting rights bill. I don't care. Go be a coach. No one cares. We're not going to nationalize elections. It's a violation of the 10th Amendment. It is an absolute abridgment of states' rights. It is a stupid argument. Nobody's prevented, and nothing about their bill is about helping people to vote at all. I love the Democrats who are going, how dare you ask for a photo ID to vote? Tis so racist. It's so racist. You know how racist it is, you racity McRacist face.
Now give me your Vax card.
Now, you can't leave your house unless you have your photo identification and your Vax card. And you have to have your photo identification to get your Vax card. But how dare you have a photo ID for voting? But don't leave your house without your vax card, which requires your photo ID to obtain, and also your photo ID with your vax card. I mean, how dare you ask someone before they cast a vote to prove their identity with a photo identification? But you can't eat at the Olive Garden unless you have your vaccine, which requires your photo identification to obtain, and also your photo identification to make sure that that's your vaccine card. Two totally different things.
Are they?
It's literally the world we live in right now. Wait a minute, though, but the biggest demographic that is unvaccinated are Black Americans, so tell me how that's not racist. Because it's not, because we're Democrats. We're immune from that which we have engaged in our entire political existence. Oh my gosh. Woo. So they're doing the hunger strike. They're saying ain't gonna let no filibuster turn me around. Okay. All right. Literally an insurrection. Keep Officer Byrd away. We don't want him, you know, getting froggy with anything here. So just like, let's keep him away. They're, it's really cold. How long do you think they're going to last? Are they going to sit there the whole time?
God, I hope so.
Do you honestly, they're sitting around, they're sitting on marble steps. I'm just curious, how long is this supposed to last? Somebody should have some food trucks pull up in front. That's actually, I really feel like that needs to happen. If Republicans were smart, they'd hire some food trucks and pull those up. Get you some we were just talking about food trucks, actually. Mm-hmm. Talking about different food trucks and street vendors and all that. They should have some food trucks pull up right in front. Send some food trucks their way. All you people in D.C., I know y'all listen, we're coast to coast. Could call some of them food trucks and have them go up. Be like, I hear there's some hungry people right in front of the Capitol building. Are they starving? They're so hungry. And then see how long that lasts.
China is gaining a major foothold in Latin America while the U.S. ignores it. I'm Sarah Carter on the latest Sarah Carter Show. I'll speak with Jessica Bedoya of the Inter-America Development Bank about the best way to re-engage Latin America and bring prosperity and security with us. My friend Gary Brugman also joins me to discuss the latest news on the Fast and Furious scandal. Don't miss it. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I miss this. At the Naples Zoo at Caribbean Gardens, this story, Collier County Sheriff's Office. This was one of the last days in December. A man got bitten by a tiger at the Naples Zoo. He was taken to Lee Memorial Hospital, and they had to kill the tiger. What? So, Eco the tiger. So, the guy was, he entered an unauthorized area near the tiger that was inside its enclosure. He was a third-party cleaning service. And the company was responsible for cleaning restrooms in the gift shop. He had no business being in the animal enclosure. Why did the tiger have to get killed? Why? Because this guy was a moron. Oh, man. I am made of anger. Lee Memorial treated the guy because the tiger bit him, clearly. The tiger grabbed his arm, pulled it in the enclosure. The deputy shot the animal. The man was seriously injured because he's a moron and was taken to Collier County EMS because he's a moron as a trauma alert. That poor tiger. And there, by the way, there are critically endangered species, Malayan tigers. That's what they kill. That's insane. I'm mad. Mad as a bee that just had its hive mess with.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.